Welcome to the WFO Life Podcast. Buckle up for interviews, insights, and practical discussions, and the occasional intellectual oddity, all designed to help you master self, master craft, and accomplish any life mission. Hi folks, this is Dr. William Curtis with the WFO Life Podcast and the NRG Tribe. I wanted to put together a little post based on some feedback I've gotten from some of the community members in the Future Focus Health Network on one of our fitness topics. That topic is the idea of what I call joint hardening. Now, let me explain. I have been training for a marathon. Now, I've been a runner during my life, but I am currently training for a distance that I traditionally have not run before, which is a marathon distance race. And I've got many, many months to train for it. But what I've noticed is that as I started out training, what I'm experiencing is I'm getting some asymmetric joint pains. In other words, my knee might hurt one day, my Achilles might be sore another day, but I'm getting this progressive tendency towards increasing joint problems. Now, what's interesting is I can lay off a little bit or rest an extra day, and that pain improves. So next time I go out, I feel better, I can go further, and my joints have gotten used to that pounding, if you will. So that's kind of just a personal anecdote to describe what I call joint hardening. Now, I had a community member ask me the other day, hey, I'm back exercising and things like that. I've had some significant soreness in a foot or that type of thing. And so in the back of my mind, I'm thinking to myself, okay, the big differential that we need to make sure of is this a joint hardening problem? In other words, the limbs and lower legs are getting used to the new higher demand of exercise, or do we have an injury brewing? And so that's what we're going to talk about today, the idea of joint hardening. So joint hardening refers to the concept of increasing demands or the pounding your joints are slowly and consistently taking so that they become used to higher and higher loads or higher and higher usage. If you go too fast, injury occurs. If you ignore sharp or asymmetric pain, joint pain can actually become an injury. So let's take my for instance. I go for a run. Say my knee is a little bit sore after that run, and my same leg, my Achilles is sore. Well, if I were just to go out and say, well, I'm really sore after that run and it really didn't feel very good. If I don't go back the next day and maybe change what I'm doing a little bit, I actually could injure that knee and cause inflammation so significant that I have to stop training altogether. That's what we want to avoid. That's an injury, an overuse injury, if you will. So what we want to do is we want to be careful of when we've asked too much of a joint, especially if it's different from side to side. So if like both of your legs are very sore and both of your calves are very sore because you did a walk or a run or something you don't normally do, that might just be general soreness, okay? You should be able to kind of work the next day, work through that and slowly get stronger over each progressive workout. But if you come out and your knee is swollen, it's locking, it's buckling, these are bad signs and they should be evaluated by your doctor or orthopedic specialist. So it's kind of like the old high school coach, used to say, hey, are you hurt or are you injured? I know he used to tell us football players that. And the idea is like, are you hurting? Because hurting and pain, when you're working your way back into fitness, there is a certain amount of discomfort involved. And it's not, it's the old saying, pain is weakness leaving the body. To some extent, there is some pain involved. And it's good to build a little grit and be able to deal with a little soreness. Take it as a badge of honor that you've got a little bit of soreness as you're moving forward. But what you want to be careful of, and don't have too much ego or pride about this, is if you feel that you're getting something asymmetrically, in other words, there's pain in one side versus another that's really, really different, or it seems like it stays with you day after day, you have to be cognizant, you have to be aware that this might actually be an injury. And we need to be careful, we need to dial back what we're doing and slow the pace of progression of our workouts. There's a term called periodization that I know I've used before in some of my talks, and I know that Dr. Sebastian Giraldo has used this in his talks when he's given talks on training youth athletes. The idea is alternating workouts, varying the workouts, both in the intensity, which is how hard it is, or maybe how far it is, or how much weight you use, or how frequent you work out. These are the ways you can manipulate what you do. so that you can get your joints hardened and used to activity without waiting or stopping or receiving injuries. One of the things I always try to tell people, the big key things are watch for symmetric, asymmetric pain or swelling. If you have those kind of things, consider decreasing the intensity, the distance, or the frequency of your workouts. Consider working around that offended area. Allow greater time for that for your body to remove that inflammation, heal that area, and make it stronger. It takes time for those tendons and ligaments to get used to being pulled and tugged. It takes time for that joint to get used to different or new ranges of motion. So you need to keep pushing. You need to keep trying to improve, but you need to be patient and move slowly forward and build your distance or your speed or your weight over time. Here's the caveat. Do not stop if you can help it. Too many people say, oh, I have a little soreness and I stop. I don't want to get injured. That is really not what you should do. We were meant to move. The human body was meant to move. Exercise equals longevity, health, and strength. Exercise makes us harder to kill, as Lieutenant Colonel Chris Story has told us in previous articles that he's written. Exercise makes our immune system stronger, more resilient, and resistant. Honestly, everyone needs more of that in the modern world, especially in the post-COVID-19 situation where who knows what's going on. Best thing I can tell you is you want to have a strong immune system. So this was just a brief little talk I wanted to do for you on the concept of joint hardening. I hope this was helpful for you, and I ask that you leave a comment. Give me some feedback. I'd be happy to kind of interact with people a little bit on this one and give some examples of what you might be dealing with or ways you've worked around joint or muscle soreness at the early stages of a training program or when you've stepped up a more significant training program rapidly. So I hope to hear back from you. Have a great day. I'm out.